Leading our news this morning, a defiant FIFA boss, Sepp Blatter, is refusing to bow to growing pressure to resign. Australia and Europe have now withdrawn their support for Mr. Blatter's bid for a fifth term as president of soccer's world body. 14 people, including 9 current and former FIFA officials, are facing corruption charges. But Mr. Blatter has made it clear he's not prepared to go.
But it must fall to me to bear the responsibility for the reputation and well-being of our organisation, and to find a way forward to fix things.
Sepp Blatter there. Now the Prime Minister's sister, Christine Forster, says she believes same-sex marriage will be legal in Australia by the end of the year. Ms. Forster, who's engaged to a woman, says it would be wonderful for the change to come under a Conservative Prime Minister such as her brother. ASIO boss Duncan Lewis has endorsed the government's handling of a letter sent to the Attorney-General by the Sydney siege gunman. Man Haron Monis wrote to George Brandis just months before the deadly siege, asking if it was legal to contact the leader of Islamic State. Labor says the letter should have raised red flags. Jen Reinhart remains Australia's richest person despite being $6 billion poorer than last year because of plummeting iron ore prices. And in another blow, Mrs. Reinhart has lost control of the family's $4 billion trust. Control now resides with her eldest daughter, Bianca, after a long-running legal battle.